Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.
The Burt Show.
Can I talk to Adjustable Beds? This is Lisa. Can I help you?
Hello?
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 Hi, how can I help you?
I need customer service.
This is customer service.
I am trapped inside my adjustable bed.
You're what?
Trapped inside my adjustable bed. It's folded up around me.
Okay, sir. What state are you calling from?
I'm calling from a state of disbelief.
Okay. Where did you buy the bed, sir?
My son gave it to me.
Okay.
Hello?
Are you okay? I mean...
I'm folded up inside here like I'm in a womb.
Well, can you open it up?
If I could open it up, I wouldn't be on the phone with you.
Okay, let me see if I can get my technician to help me.
Hurry up. It's awfully warm.
Okay, I'm sorry. I've never gotten a call like this before. Hold on. Hold on a second. John, okay, I've got this man who's stuck.
Hello?
I don't know what to
Hello?
Do. Can you talk to...
Hey!
Yes, sir?
I'm still in the bed.
Yeah, I'm trying to get my technician on the phone for you.
Oh.
I'm kind of explaining to him your situation, and we're
going
to...
Getting dizzy.
Can you reach the controls?
Listen to this!
Okay, are you pushing the button?
No! What do you think the noise is?
Well, it just sounds like the controls are overheating. You need to quit pushing the button. Are you pushing a button, sir?
Yes!
Okay, stop pushing because the bed sounds like it's overheating.
Okay.
I'm going to get my technician on the phone. He can kind of talk you through this. Stop pushing the button.
Okay.
Okay? Okay. John, I really need your help with this. This guy is stuck in his bed, and he sounds real muffled, like he can't breathe and stuff. Sir, I told you to stop pushing the button.
But I'm stuck in the bed!
But you really need to stop pushing the button.
I think it's jammed.
Okay, but just don't push the button, because you're just going to make it worse.
All right.
Okay. Okay,
are
you getting oxygen? Are you getting some kind of air?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I'm completely numb from my navel up until my nipples. I'm numb because of the way I'm folded. And I have my knees on either side of my ears.
Oh. Try to get as much oxygen that you can.
My life is passing before my eyes.
You know, I don't know if we should call an ambulance at this point or not. Do you want me to call an ambulance for you?
I want you to get me out of this folding mattress of death.
And we are. I'm trying my best. Okay, sir, stop pushing the button.
Stop yelling at me.
Oh. I'm not dealing with this anymore.
Hello? Hello?
Sir, this is Tiffany. Are you feeling all right?
Put Lisa on the phone.
Sir, I cannot listen to you or help you unless you cooperate with me.
Is this Lisa?
Yes, it is.
Lisa?
Yes.
Your phone's jammed.
Sir, I cannot understand what you're saying.
I said you've been phone scammed.
What? What?
You've been phone scammed.
Phone scammed.
This is the brand new Burt Show at Q100.
Oh, God.
I got an email from John and Tiffany, and they wanted me to phone scam you.
John, you...
The Burt Show.
We want you to answer this question. Where is the craziest place that you woke up? Because last night... Last night on Desperate Housewives, Brie is a little stressed out with her son, Andrew. And so she goes shopping. She drinks some wine. And then she wakes up on the floor of the dressing room of the department store. Fallon's got one too, right?
Yeah, my first and only experience with passing out happened to be 3 times in one weekend. It was my first visit to another town for a UGA football game. Normally I stayed in town for the home games, but I did one time go out of town for an away game, and we were in Tuscaloosa all weekend, and 3 times I fell asleep and woke up in random places. First time, in the middle of a bar.
You woke up in the middle of the
bar? Woke up in the middle of the bar.
Like, what else? What had changed? Were your friends still there?
My friends were still there, but they were at another side of the bar, and I was just kind of like, there was this little chair in the corner. I had sat down, and I woke up in the chair in the corner of the bar. A few hours later, after the game, we were at the Pike House at Alabama, and I didn't know any Pikes at Alabama. We just happened to be there. I don't know why. Woke up on the front steps of the Pike House.
Oh, that's nice.
Okay. Yep.
On the front steps?
On the front steps.
That's a little sloppy.
Were you in fetal position?
No, I was leaning against a pillar. Not a pillow, but a pillar.
A pillar.
Yes. And then the third time, later that night, we were staying with some friends that we knew in Tuscaloosa, and I just passed out on the floor there at
their house. Maybe you either have a drinking problem or a sleeping problem.
What it was about that weekend. I think maybe I was tired, and I don't know, but I definitely fell asleep 3 times.
I'm calling out my sister because I honestly can't remember in the days I was drinking that I ever did anything as crazy, stupid as that.
Never.
So since my sister doesn't live in Atlanta, I'm going to call her out. But no, there was one time where, and this was when she was, I don't know if she was in, I think, well, yeah, of course she was in college and of drinking age. And she woke up in a dumpster.
No, she did not.
She did. The no. The no.
No.
Yeah.
That is the scariest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, got up.
Well, she's kind of trashy anyway.
Oh, now, Phil.
Phil, you got to quit with these, like, B-level jokes, dude.
Where's she at?
Where's Oprah?
Somebody's going to pick up
my Jeff. Seriously,
that is 100.5, Phil, if you want. That goes somewhere else. I know it's scary, but yeah, that's the craziest place she ever woke up was in a dumpster.
Who was she out with that night?
Her friends?
And then she lost her friends
in a dumpster. And she just,
thank the Lord she woke up and they weren't dumping her into a trunk. A compactor.
She would have been a movie cliche. She would have been.
Well, I'm not sure Columbia, Tennessee had, you know, like fancy, you know, vehicles like that at the time.
Compactors. Man, we got another girl up in the dumpster.
This fancy trash compactor coming to town.
We have been saving up for years for this.
Daryl, I found me another wife.
That is so scary.
7411005. And we want your calls like that. We don't want that. Well, I was at Vision and I woke up in my bathroom. That happens to everybody. Or I was partying and I woke up in my car. That happens to everybody. We're looking for calls like Amanda.
The craziest place you ever woke up.
Right.
It actually wasn't me. My husband was a pie cap down at Georgia Southern and had gone to homecoming and woke up after homecoming in a flower shop.
In a florist?
Oh, does he know how he got there?
He has no idea. Had a reunion on Saturday up at Jackson Jill's in Alpharetta, and they were all reliving it and just laughed about the fact he has no idea how he got in. Mm-hmm. It was kind of a Brie moment from Desperate Housewives.
That's awesome.
A random story. You know, I was down in Savannah for St. Patrick's Day and met a Georgia Southern alumni. I know a couple of my friends that are alumni. Anybody from Georgia Southern I've ever met that went there loves being from, you know, being in Statesboro and going to Georgia Southern. And I give props to Georgia Southern because talk about a party school.
Oh, they can party.
That does not get the props they deserve for being a party school. I mean,
a friend of mine got a minor in keg stands.
I don't think anybody actually ever graduates from that school. I think they actually go there for 2 years. They get plastered out of their mind and they wake up back in Atlanta. Their parents have shipped them home to AA. After going to Georgia Southern.
This is intern Rennie, and that's exactly what happened to me. Lasted 2 years and woke up in Atlanta one day.
I can't tell you how many people I have heard that story from. 2 years at Georgia Southern, finished their degree at Georgia State.
If you stay longer, you're going to end up having, like, kidney problems or
liver issues,
something bad.
Because, it's one of those places, and it's kind of like Athens where the school is the town. So, anyway, I just random. She said Georgia Southern. I bet there's a lot of, why did I wake up here stories in Statesboro?
Good morning, Kelly.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Yeah, I woke up in a Waffle House booth in Tennessee.
Where'd you start the night off at?
In Atlanta. And like one of my friends was there with me, like asleep on one side, and I was asleep on the other, and we didn't know where anybody had went. And it was so bizarre because it was like, oh my goodness, where are we at? Number one, and the waitress is like, you've been here for like 3 hours.
You were in a different state.
Thanks, Kelly. Good morning, Mindy.
I woke up on the floor at the Pink Pony.
No.
Very nice.
Damn. No, you did not.
No. Bull.
Yeah. Honey. I was out with a bunch of girlfriends who like to really party hard, and we were partying hard. I don't remember going into the Pink Pony. I don't remember how admission was paid, but I do remember being lifted off the floor and being in the back corner and not being even able to enjoy the experience of being in the Pink Pony.
Oh, that's bad.
That's not a good floor to be laid up on.
That's a bad floor.
Yeah.
That's a scrub yourself for a long time in the shower. Yeah.
That's a hazmat floor. That's where you go through the chemical brush.
Good morning, Eric.
Morning.
Hey, Eric.
I woke up in the southbound side of 85 in the rest area, and I had been in Atlanta. And how I got on the southbound lanes coming from South Carolina in the rest area, I have no clue.
So now, where was the rest area?
There's just past the 985 split.
Okay.
But it's the southbound side.
So you were coming out of Atlanta.
So yeah, I had been in Atlanta at a party.
So you started in Atlanta, and you woke up coming back from you don't know where.
Exactly.
Okay. They left you off on the inbound lanes back into Atlanta.
No, I was driving.
No, honey. No, not funny anymore.
Got lucky. You made it out of that one. Appreciate the call, Eric.
All right.
Do not drink and drive.
And
wake-up stories are only funny.
We got to
find one more. Hold on.
Find a better one to end on.
Wake-up stories are only funny if you were not the driver.
Hey, Michelle.
Yes.
I ended all funny.
Well, it's not funny. I started off in Atlanta, Georgia, and ended up in Glen St. Mary's, Florida, and don't know how I got there.
Where's Glen St. Mary's?
I don't know.
It's 50 miles south of Jacksonville.
And I had a kid with me when I woke up, too.
No.
Mm. No, Phil, we got to find out.
Okay, hold on. We're waiting. Oh, wait. Let me do that. let's try this one.
This has given me ideas because now that I am no longer able to drink and do the party days that I used to do, the one thing your friends who still drink always say, oh, well, that's okay because you're the designated driver. And all these stories are making me think of places I can drop people off.
Leave them at the Waffle House in Tennessee.
I could go back up to Tennessee and surprise them.
This one might do it, may not. Hey, Holly.
Yes.
Where'd you wake up?
I woke up in a Dunkin' Donuts on like the Buckhead side of town.
Love it.
I think we can do one up.
Dunkin' Donuts is pretty good.
Yeah. All right, Lisa, ended good all coffee. Funny. Where'd you wake up?
Well, it's my sister. She woke up in a morgue.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, God.
No, she did not.
She's sitting right here. She won't get on the radio, but it's happened in San Francisco.
Now, what? Like, what's the story? How did she end up in the morgue?
She was portraying, she's in the Coast Guard. They just went out drinking, and they were on some base, and it happened to be attached to the morgue. And she wandered to the morgue, and she woke up.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
The Burt Show.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Trusty Vital Coffee. How may I help you?
I have a couple questions regarding my checking account, please.
Could I have your social security number, please?
Sure.
Okay, what was that, sir?
Social security number first?
If I could have your social security number, please.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but sir, that doesn't come through to us. In other words, you've got to give it to me verbally. It doesn't come through. It would if you did the automated system.
That didn't come through?
No, because I don't know what you're dialing on your phone. It doesn't come through. If you're doing it on the automated system, the automated system is designed for that.
Right.
But when you're actually talking to a person, you have to give it to us verbally.
All right, hold on.
Sir. Sir, apparently you're not understanding me. You have to give it to me verbally. I can put you through to the automated system, and the automated system is set up that it can take your telephone, however you put it in, from your keypad, but you can't do it talking to someone live.
Okay, now what do you need?
I need your Social Security number.
Okay.
Sir, you have to give it to me verbally. I cannot pick it up from your phone.
All right, hold on. I'll do it slower.
No, it doesn't. You can't do it slower, sir. Sir. Sir, it doesn't make any difference how slow you do it, how fast you do it. We do not have the capacity to read your keypad at home.
Did you get it?
No, speaking with a banker. I can put you through to the automated system. That's no problem.
I don't like the automated system because it's too...
Yes, but I don't know what you're doing. You're putting stuff in your phone keypad. That does not come through to us.
Can you look it up with the account number?
I can look it up. I can look it up with your Social Security number. You're going to have to tell me what it is.
Well, how about the account number? Can you use that?
What is the account number? Sir. Sir.
Did you get it?
I can't do it by you putting it in on your keypad. I cannot. It does not come through to us. You have to give it to me verbally.
What about zip code?
It doesn't do any good, sir.
Telephone number?
Sir, I'm sorry. I can't help you. I mean, you're going to have... If you're not going to give it to me verbally, then there's nothing I can do to help you. I can put you through to the automated system.
What do you mean verbally? Like with my mouth?
Yes.
Oop, oop, oop. Oop, oop. Oop, 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 oop.
Sir, I have no idea what you're saying.
Can you do it by zip code? Oop,
oop, oop, oop, oop. You've got to tell me either what your account number is by giving me the numbers.
The account number is...
I'm sorry, I can't help you, sir. You're talking to me. I need the information from you. I can't take it from you keying it into your keypad or... I don't get that, sir. Sir, I'm afraid this conversation... Sir, this conversation is... Sir, I'm going to disconnect the call. There's no way I can help you. Sir, there's no way I can help you. I am disconnecting the call, sir.
The Burt Show.
Our timing is a little bit screwed up here, and I'll tell you why. We got Boyz II Men in studio, and we also booked Randy Jackson. Have you guys been watching American Idol?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We've been
trying to catch up to it.
Checking out a little bit of it.
Well, we've got him on hold right now, and he doesn't know you guys are in studio.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to tell him that we have an intern here at the radio station that knows how to sing. Randy Jackson.
Top of the morning.
How are you, man?
Very good.
Dude, it is good to talk to you.
Thank you.
It's really good to talk to you because you have huge fans in here. I mean, we are glued to Fox when American Idol is on.
Oh, thanks, man.
We actually, there's somebody here at the radio station who's been an intern with us forever, and they've got a decent singing voice. we're debating on whether or not we wanted to let him sing for you.
Come on, yeah.
All right, Wayne.
Say hi to Randy.
Randy Jackson.
How you doing, Randy?
Wayne, what's up, man?
Oh, man. I've been watching you on TV, man. I really admire what you do.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, I'm going to sing a little something for you.
Okay.
Okay, hold on. Bittersweet memories. That is all I'm taking with me. So goodbye. Please don't cry. We both know you are all that I need. And I will always love you. I will always love you.
Who is that?
That's Wayne, our intern.
That's
man.
Wayne.
Oh, that can't be Wayne.
That's Wayne, our intern. Is he any
Wayne,
good in that?
Man, you got to call me right now. No? You're really, Wayne, you bomb, man.
You really
Wayne,
think
you can do your thing? I was a bomb, man. Hey, yeah, man, thanks, Wayne. Man, yeah.
You,
know,
you think he's got a future?
Yes. Wayne can really sing.
Can he do one more something else for you?
Yeah.
Just so it's not a fluke.
Yeah, man. Let's make sure.
Let me see. 2, 3, and.
What do you think, man?
Who is that?
We got Boyz II Men in the studio.
Who in the hell is that?
It's really Boyz II Men.
It's Wanye, dog. What's happening, man?
Hey, The Bird Show.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.